And good morning. Welcome to today's Prime Report, brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center at 97.5 FM, Double K Country. I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us. It's time once again to talk about things that are going on at Nevada Regional Medical Center, which we do every other Wednesday morning, just after 8 a.m. ABC News. And as I said, I'm Mike Harbit. And as always, to join us on the program is Jennifer Eaton from NRMC. And Jennifer, always good to see you. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Well, we've got back-to-back first hour. So we had one 2 weeks ago, and we got another one today. So we're throwing all the first-timers in on the program. So tell us about our guest today.
Yeah, I brought Chelsea Langford with me today. She is one of our nurse practitioners that you would probably see as a familiar face out at our NowCare clinic. But today we're going to talk about orthopedic services. And people may or may not know that Chelsea does see some orthopedic patients and does care for them on Mondays and Tuesdays in our first floor specialty clinic where we do orthopedics.
All right, very good. Well, Chelsea, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Chelsea, what are some of the common conditions that you treat as of right now?
So right now we're treating a lot of acute and chronic illnesses, both. We do a lot of arthritis treatment, fractures, sprains, carpal tunnels, things like that. We can really get you worked up for about any condition that you have that's orthopedic related.
All right. So what should patients know at this point? And again, by the time this is airing, there will be a new doctor in place, at least temporarily. But what are things that patients should know before they come to the orthopedic department?
The big one really is that you don't need a referral. You can just call in and make an appointment with us. We do have somebody who makes phone calls back 5 days a week.
All right, very good. So I hate to ask you, the hospital business has been brisk, but has it been, even with this transition period, has business, or at least the orthopedic department, stayed busy?
It has. We've lost a few patients, but not as many as we expected.
Sure, but I'm sure that you're also looking forward to this transition with new doctors coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard great things about them. I've got to meet a couple of them, and we look forward to starting with them.
All right, we'll get back to Chelsea in a second. Speaking of the new doctors, Jennifer's going to fill us in on that, and one's been there for a couple of weeks now.
Yes, so orthopedics are going to be back in full force starting very soon. Dr. Michael Hubbard will join us on August 28th. He also provides comprehensive orthopedic care, excluding the spine, any spinal-related issues he does not do, and he will be in clinic one Friday each month.
All right, and then another arrival in early September.
Yes, so we have had this out on social media. Obviously, he is a very well-known name in the four-state area. Dr. Jonathan Grantham will be joining us on September 8th. He offers both surgical and non-surgical treatment options, just like Chelsea would assist with as well. He has a patient-centered approach to treat and get patients on the easiest road back to recovery. So not always, you think a surgeon always just wants to start cutting on you, but that's not the case. He can address a variety of concerns. He does have somewhat more of a focus on upper extremity, but I know he does several scopes as well. And so he will do surgeries on Tuesdays, and then he'll have clinic down in that first floor area on Wednesdays and Thursdays each week.
And that's that area, little area there, right before you get to the elevator, right?
Yes, yes.
Now you turn left and you go to your office.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So the next question is, how can patients make an appointment?
Yeah. So they can call the specialty clinic number, which is 417-448-2121. Mm-hmm. And then like Chelsea mentioned, we also have Kylie making phone calls to patients as well. And so she'll be letting everyone know. Mm-hmm. And like I said, as mentioned, that orthopedic clinic area is located on the first floor of the hospital.
I think it's important also to reiterate, as Chelsea mentioned, you don't have to have a referral on that one, right?
Right.
All right, very good. All right, great. So great information about orthopedic services getting revamped and certainly increased at Nevada Regional Medical Center. Look forward to hearing news on about how that's going here in the future. Also, we need some news on how things are going with Purse Bingo.
Yes. So the date has been set, Sunday, September 27th. It will be back at the Elks Bingo Hall. And when this airs, we hope to have tickets available very soon. We know that's a popular event. It sells out quickly. So be watching for the NRMC Foundation Facebook page as well as the hospital's Facebook page. We will get that word out when tickets are in hand and available for purchase.
And don't wait, right?
Don't wait.
That does sell out every year. So it's very popular with the ladies.
Yes.
All right, very good. All right, appreciate it. And Chelsea, thanks for joining us. Appreciate coming in today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Stacey Langford from Nevada Regional Medical Center. Jennifer, as always, thank you for joining us as well.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll come back 2 weeks from today with our next edition edition of the NRMC Pride Report just after ABC News at 8 o'clock right here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country. Until then, I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us.